This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I am fascinated with magic. I was not fascinated enough to become a magician, but I always loved it. And probably, I mean, honestly, the things I like are so diverse that it's tough to pigeonhole me in. But there was a time, and I still do, I watch practically every magic show if it comes on. I love watching magicians do their work, and I really love close-up magic where guys can fool you. You're watching something, and it's like, wow, how do you do that? And what fascinates me most is when I dabbled in magic, mostly to understand how it's created and its effect on the brain, I learned a lot about myself. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I'll make you a bet. The majority of people listening to this program, you are fascinated by magic. Not enough to necessarily go learn it or get books on it. I have probably 6-7 magic books. Card tricks. You know what I always like? Things that if you're at a party and it's a little boring, you say you got a deck of cards and you can just entertain people and get the thing moving a little bit. Stuff like that. That's the level of dabble that I mean. So I have these magic books and I would study, and it was funny because you get fascinated as to how do these people create this? Whose mind says, how can I fool you? And I love these shows that talk about the mind and, you know, where the rabbit walks through, it says, count the number of dancers who go in and out of the circle. And while you're concentrating on that, a blue bunny rabbit walks through and it says, did you see the blue bunny rabbit? And you're like, what? Yeah, walk right through people, and then they show you again, and you see it, and you're like, holy cow, I missed that. That fascinates me, because it tells me that everything that you see isn't what you see, and sometimes you miss the big picture. Sometimes you miss a detail that you go, how could I possibly have missed that? And that's the fascination that brings you to this very program. How is it that I missed that? I was at a family reunion, and before I even say that, let me tell you this. Here's what I learned about magic when a magician said to me, I'm going to show you how I did it. And I was like, yes, all right, the trick, he's going to reveal it. And the guy showed it to me, and I went, oh, wow. Oh, you know what? And I'm going to tell you something. I never wanted to see how the trick was done ever again after that moment. That was my reaction. I wanted to keep believing in the magic and trying to figure it out. Because once I learned it, it was gone. And I don't know how you feel about that. If you haven't had a trick revealed to you, you may not know what I'm experiencing. But if you have, I'm going to tell you, it's a big letdown. I remember doing a card trick. I was at a family reunion, and I was doing a card trick, and I did it for one of my cousins. And then she goes, oh my gosh, y'all got to see this. And so I did it for, you know, soon. It was like I told you, I knew enough tricks to where you would go, this guy knows what he's doing. He's fun, you know, whatever. So I'm doing these tricks, doing this one trick, and the whole, you know, there's like 8 of my family members going like, man, that is how you doing that. But one of my other cousins, he couldn't figure it out. Nobody could figure it out. And it was a trick that I don't care how, unless you know magic, you would never figure this trick out. It was a really good card trick. And I performed it 10 times if it wasn't 20. And I kept doing it, and everybody says, do it again, do it again. One of my cousins watched me do it every single time. And he's looking at the cards. He's trying to figure out if I'm hiding cards. And it's right in front of his eyes. He never is going to get it. And he kept bugging me. Come in, you got to show me. So he begged and begged and begged. And I told him, no. Well, after enough hours, he was so dejected. I went, all right, I'll tell you what I did. So I showed him the trick. But instead of being fascinated at the magic, how somebody put that together in such a way that you couldn't figure it out. You were fooled. How, instead of being fascinated, he was let down. It was like, almost like, ah, same way I was when I learned about the trick. But here's the difference. He acted like he knew, okay. Well, yeah, now I get it. And he acted almost like he knew, like, okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. See, I didn't do that. I was still fascinated that I could be fooled. But I was floored at his reaction. It's not like I wanted an ovation or anything, but at the very least, I wanted some appreciation for how the trick was performed. And maybe even a deeper introspection of him about how he got tricked. But he didn't do that. He acted like he, well, okay, okay. And I learned a lesson in that. Now, I already told you, I don't want to know how the trick is done anymore. I like living in the joy of the magic. But here's the difference, and here's where we get into the politics of it. I know what's reality. See, I know that the magician can't teleport. I know that he can't levitate. But I like that he fooled what I know to be my sense of reality. And even if you expose the trick, leftists will act as if they knew the trick all along. They can't pretend to be fooled. And I think it's because of this. They don't have a real basis in reality. See, I watched the guy levitate, David Blaine. I was like, whoa! And it looks like he's off the ground. You've probably seen Chris Angel do it as well. It may be wires. I've seen it, you know, it's trompe l'oeil, as they say in French, which is fool the eye. Whatever. However you do it, it's fascinating to me that you can make me think that you've risen 6 inches off the ground. David Blaine goes higher up, but you know it's wires. I mean, you know it is. He's not levitating. But it is fun to watch. But I have a sense of reality that says he can't defy the laws of physics. So I'm not really being fooled per se. I'm tricked and I'm fascinated that you can do that. But I'm not fooled. See, leftists are fooled. When the kabuki theater happens for them and the magic is appearing right in front of their eyes, they're completely fooled. They don't realize the reality from the fake. And that's why the magic is always performed on them. We look at it, at least if you're listening to this program, and you go, nah, that's fake. I know the reality of it. Anyway, hopefully that gives you some insight to my crazy brain.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here. We're talking about the battle of ideas. Do you feel like a loser? Well, if you do, it's time to change the way you think. But it's almost impossible to do that when you're bombarded with negativity. And the people who claim to represent you seem to always side against you. Well, you can do something different. And it's already begun. The Kevin Jackson Network showcases the real America. We blend pop culture and entertainment to bring you the good news about America. And that good news is you. Visit our website, read our articles, watch our videos, continue listening to this show, and spread the message to others. Check out our merch. And if you're really inspired, make a financial gift. Help us continue to spread a message of inspiration and hope. You are important to us. You're important to the country. You're important to the world. So please visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com and make a difference. Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here, founder of the Kevin Jackson Network. Everything that we do in this organization is God inspired. And I say often, it's all God's plan, because it is. Our merch didn't reflect that message, however. But I got the message, and we retooled things. And as with everything that we do at the Kevin Jackson Network, we wish to inspire and empower. So now we've created merch that showcases the things that create passion. Merchandise that captures the American spirit. Come see our unique products at the Kevin Jackson Network. Items that you can't get anywhere else. And we will be adding products routinely. Products with messages sure to be seen. Our merch is our message. Are you willing to help us share our message with others? The world is changing, and it's up to us to inspire. Showcase who you are with our products. Visit shop.thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
The Bidens are guilty. No question about it. Anybody with a brain knows that. But, you know, there's been all these denials, 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 because that's what Democrats do. They're professional liars. They're skanks. Scumbags. Rotten to the core. But now, starting to get out, and this is an article in Politico. They called it a special report. Ben Schreckinger wrote it, and you should look it up. And here's the title. Fresh revelations contradict Joe Biden's sweeping denials on Hunter. Fresh revelations. Really? No, not so fresh. Very stale revelations reveal the contradictions and of the sweeping denials by Joe Biden. They go on to say Biden hasn't been shown to have committed wrongdoing, but a Politico review of recent developments casts doubts on several statements. A recent review. Hey guys, welcome to the party. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. This article then goes to methodically deconstruct everything Joe Biden said, all the quotes, the clips that we've been playing for the better part of 4 years, Here's Joe Biden. My son never took any money from China. My son never did this. I never spent any time with his clients. Every single thing that Joe Biden said, I know this is going to be a shocker. This is going to shock the living daylights out of you. They were lies. I know the pathological liar has been caught in yet more lies. Holy cow, there's gambling in the casino. Here's one of the beginnings. No money from China. Joe Biden has also faced questions about Hunter Biden's dealings outside of Ukraine. At the October 2020 debate, Joe Biden was asked about the appropriateness of Hunter's work in China and for Burisma during his vice presidency.
My son has not made money in terms of this thing about, what are you talking about, China? I have not had, the only guy who made money from China is this guy, he said, referring to Trump. Nobody's made money from China.
Remember, we played that clip. I love that clip because that clip shows you exactly who Joe Biden is. Joe Biden, what was it? He's talking about making money from China, and it slips his mind during the, what are we talking about here? Oh, that's right, making money from China. Joe Biden trying to put those lies together in that demented head of his. The moderator question referred to Hunter Biden's work in China during Biden's vice presidency. Hunter Biden entered a venture with Chinese asset managers Bohai Harvest RST. And they said the extent to which Hunter Biden profited from his involvement in the venture remains unclear. Yeah, it does. Because they're still trying to figure out all the tentacles, all the money that flowed. But here's one thing we know with 100% certainty. His son did make money. He did profit from China. And Joe Biden blatantly lied in the 2020 debate. And you know what else he blatantly lied about? These DOJ people, that 51 people that debunked his blah, blah, blah. He said, but the more general claim that Hunter Biden did not make money in China is false. In court, this July, Hunter Biden acknowledged hundreds of thousands of dollars in payments from the CEFC. You want to know why he acknowledged it? Because the government oversight committee that was handling this, run by James Comer, got the bank records that they did everything they could, the Biden family did everything they could to prevent them from getting. You know who gave them those bank records, who started it all? Cathay Bank, the Chinese bank that was doing business. And the only reason why that pressure came is because the government said, you better start giving us these records or we're going to start, you know, we're going to cut the clamp down on you and doing business here. Said entities controlled by James and Hunter Biden ended up receiving nearly $5 million in legal and consulting fees from the Chinese company and its executives when his father was out of office. At a plea hearing this July, Hunter Biden acknowledged receiving the money. Now, it took all this to get to the place where Hunter Biden admitted getting money from a company that let me put it a different way. If you're making money, you make widgets, and you're making money from your widgets, you just go, yes, absolutely. We're doing business in Ukraine. We make widgets, and I made money. These guys are denying it. What,
you prove it. Prove that I profited in my business. I dare you.
Really? That's not the way most business runs. Most business, they're happy to give you their balance sheet and income statement and show you where their money's coming from, who their clients are that they're working with. They're going to give you enough information for you to be able to say, yes, I'd invest in this. It passes scrutiny. Go ask for a balance sheet or income statement from Hunter Biden or any of those businesses. And you know what you get? You get fluff. Because there is no business. The business of Hunter Biden, James, and all of his brothers and sisters and grandchildren is the business of Joe Biden. That's it. And everybody knows it. So they said there was no profiting from the Biden name. They said Biden has offered general assurance that his relatives have not profited off of their association with a powerful public official. In an October interview, Milwaukee area television reporter Adrian Peterson quoted the then candidate Biden, a statement from Wisconsin Republican Ron Johnson, alleging that Hunter Biden, together with other Biden family members, profited off the Biden name.
Is there any legitimacy to Senator Johnson's claims? Peterson asked.
None whatsoever, said Biden, adding, Ron should be ashamed of himself. Now let me tell you what he should have answered, Joe Biden, if he weren't guilty. He should have said, let's talk about names and profiting. People put their names on law firms because they built a reputation of being good lawyers, you know, whatever, Joe Blow, Joe and Joe. Of course, they could profit off of my name. They're, you know, my name, it's like being a Kennedy, you know, for example. You're probably going to get some doors open for you. There's no question about that. But in terms of actually profiting, using my name for profit, no. Me allowing my name to be used, but, or, you know, policy. But see, Joe Biden couldn't say that. He knew he couldn't say that.
He should be ashamed of himself for even bringing that up. Oh, ugh. There's no legitimacy, none whatsoever.
He knew it was a lie. See, if I had it, I only put it to you this way. Tito Jackson profited off of Michael. Tito wasn't the best of the Jacksons. But when he went places and he said, I'm Michael Jackson's brother, people went, oh, you're one of the Jackson Five. Huh? But it wasn't because Tito was the best guy or any of the others. Michael made the group, but they all profited, but they profited legitimately. And if you're profiting legitimately, nobody would care. Every single person in business is profiting off of something. In fact, I'll give you a little advice, little thing. One of my associates in a business, he uses my, he says, yeah, Kevin and I are in business together. But I'm not impacting policy or anything. We have a legitimate business together. We'll be back.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Breaking news this hour, the Israeli-Hamas temporary ceasefire in effect in Gaza right now, and it appears to be holding. 13 hostages expected to be released by 9 a.m. Eastern. They've been held now for 7 weeks since the terrorist attack on October 7th. 50 Israeli hostages expected to be released in phases over the next 4 days. In exchange, Israel will be releasing 39 Palestinian prisoners, 24 women, and 15 male teenagers. In other news, 34 people arrested in Dublin, Ireland, after riots breaking out after a stabbing that left 5 people hurt, including 2 adults and 3 children. An evacuation order lifted in Kentucky after a 16-car train derailment, chemical spill, and fire. Authorities claim there's no hazard to people living in Rockcastle County, the cause of the derailment under investigation. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Republicans are most likely to go after your son, Hunter, once again. And I wonder what you would like to say about your son and whether any of his troubles have caused conflicts for you or for the United States.
I love my son, number one. He fought an addiction problem. He overcame it. He wrote about it. And no, there's not a single thing that I've observed at all from that would affect me or the United States relative to my son, Hunter.
Absolute nonsense. Let me tell you something. This Ukraine war that Joe Biden started and why we're sending billions of dollars over there is directly related to everything we're talking about here. If the press told you the truth, that's what would come out. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. That was Joe Biden lying, because let me tell you something. Whatever comes out of Joe Biden's mouth is a lie. It's truly that simple. He's been asked multiple times about all this dealings with his son, and he tries to act like the doting father. He's not a doting father. He's a kingpin running a racketeering organization. 844-551-8255. Politico has essentially done a scathing article about Joe Biden. Fresh revelations contradict Joe Biden's sweeping denials on Hunter. The president hasn't been shown to have committed wrongdoing. But a Politico review of recent developments cast doubts on several statements, which means Joe Biden has been doing some wrongdoing stuff. He's been completely lying. He's part of it. But even with that, they couch the language. Well, he's not guilty of anything just yet, but we do see some signals that he might be guilty. Right. There's no smoke where there's Joe Biden. There's nothing but fire. He's a liar. And he's repeated his lies. The media has allowed him to get away with it. And I think that the time is coming soon where they won't allow it. That's why this political article was even allowed to be published. It debunks everything that Joe Biden has said.
I mean, look, this is my son's an honorable man. And all the investigations that were done around the issue of what was going on in Ukraine, if you notice, every one of the major people who worked for Trump during the impeachment went under oath, and under oath said Biden did his job. No law was broken. This Biden did his job. Hunter Biden broke no laws. That was the testimony, their testimony, from Republicans and intelligence community people. So I think that it's, look, politics has become too crass, too dirty, too ugly. And the perpetrator of an awful lot of this has been, he didn't start it all, but he has taken to a new level, this president.
China ate your lunch, Joe, and no wonder your son goes in and he takes out billions of dollars takes out billions of dollars to manage. He makes millions of dollars. And also,
simply
while we're at
true.
It, why is it, just out of curiosity, the mayor of Moscow's wife gave your son $3.5 million. What did he
true.
Do to deserve it?
That
what did he do with Burisma
none
to deserve $183,000?
None of that is true. Let him answer it.
None of that is true.
Oh, really?
It's totally
he didn't
no,
hey,
Mr. President,
it's totally,
Mr. President, please.
Totally discredited.
As I listen to any of these clips where Joe Biden just always refers, oh, these people, they were part of Trump's organization. They testified under oath. This, you just see how crooked our government is. Donald Trump gave 100% truth during the debate. And the people that elect that decided that Joe Biden was going to get shoehorned in during the coup, they didn't care about Joe Biden being corrupted. They didn't care about what it was going to cost the United States taxpayers to have a corrupt, lying, scumbag politician lead our country or perceived to be leading our country. And you know what they didn't want? They didn't want a strong president for a second term in everything. Look, folks, you can be pick me apart all you want, but I dare you to call the show and give me any reasonable thing that we can debate on what I'm talking about here. This is as clear as it gets. And it's not even like you got to go hunting for stuff. The laptop was legit. Hunter says, I don't know if it was my laptop. They knew it was the laptop. The FBI had it. Every single piece of this puzzle lines up. You know, you remember the puzzles that you had as a kid where the pieces were like the size of your hand and you could just put it all together? And then, of course, as you get older, the puzzles, the pieces get smaller and you have to work around the edges and work your way in. This is one of these little puzzles as a kid that's got 8 pieces and you know how to connect them. It's that simple. These people are corrupt and politicos calling them out. Here's one they talked about. Former business contacts of James Biden alleged in a lawsuit in 2019 that he promised that Joe Biden would incorporate their business model in his presidential campaign in order to entice them into a partnership. All the promises were on the Biden name, one of the executives in the suit told the Knoxville Times-Sentinel. James Biden has denied the allegations. Joe Biden's youngest brother, Frank, has also invoked the family name in the course of his business dealings. During the Obama administration, Frank Biden served as a lobbyist for and the president of a charter school company, Mavericks in Education, at a time when the expansion for nonprofit schools was politically contentious. And the company put out press releases describing Frank as brother of Vice President of the United States and President and Director of Mavericks Education, brother of Vice President Joe Biden. In other words, now again, I don't consider that one of the things that, you know, oh, that's terrible, terrible. I get it. But you can see that's what they were using to bring people in. They didn't say it's Frank Biden and you look at him and go, oh, would you be Joe Biden? Yeah, it turns out I'm Joe Biden's younger brother. They put it in there. So they said in a 2011 interview with the Washington Post, Frank Biden said he did not trade on his Biden name, but that he did mention it. It's a tremendous asset, he said, of the name. I enjoy automatic acceptance of, or at least listening to what I have to say. Okay? Now let me tell you where it fits. Let me tell you how the collusion comes in. This is something you won't hear on any other program, because I was talking with a guy who runs a charter school, and he said to me, I was concerned about what was going to happen if Biden got elected, because he said he was going to, you know, decimate the charter schools or whatever. And this friend of mine said to me, I know Frank, Joe Biden's younger brother. And here's what he said to me. He said, my brother isn't going to do. Don't listen to the words that he's telling you. Don't listen to what he just said. This was at an education deal. He said, don't listen. He goes, I'm involved in charter schools. My brother won't do anything to hurt my business. That's what my friend said. Frank Biden said to him, I'm telling you, as God is my witness, that conversation that I had occurred. And my friend told me, I got to tell you, I felt, and my buddy's not even a Democrat. He's not a Democrat. But he goes, I was happy to hear that, because he's got an amazing school. Not going to say what it is, but He knows Frank Biden, and he said, Frank Biden and he are friends, and that's what Frank said. So what Frank was saying is, Joe knows the business I'm in, and he protects me. That's what you're not going to hear in this argument, in this article, or read about it, because those conversations don't occur. But I'm telling you, that one occurred, and they aren't going to tell you about this in the paper because they don't know about it. But this is what Joe Biden does. He knows everything his family's involved in. And his brother said that. This article is long. It details every aspect of this, but I only captured one other piece. And it has to do with the Chinese business. And it says, in a leaked October 2011 email, Hunter Biden wrote of his appeal to a Chinese business partner. Here's what he said, quote, "It has nothing to do with me and everything to do with my last name." Email was authenticated. The Bidens are crooked. This is the business that they're in. The business of using the family name and Joe Biden providing cover, protection. Now, in most cases where the Biden name is used, which I quite frankly doesn't mean anything to me, but if it gets people in circles, the people that think that that's a big deal, fine. That's what your name is about. We talk about it all the time. Your name. I talked to my kid about it. When you're out representing yourself, you're representing the family name. It's not just you. It's the people that look at how were you raised. You care about your family name. I don't know who you are, but I bet you do. So there's nothing wrong with protecting the family name. There's nothing wrong with using the family name. If you're good at what you do in a city and you go to the Jackson AC, they're the best. And people, oh, Jackson AC, ooh, ooh. That's the family name. But when it's used to bilk people out of their money or change policy, which is what Biden's do, now we got a problem.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here. We're talking about the battle of ideas. Do you feel like a loser? Well, if you do, it's time to change the way you think. But it's almost impossible to do that when you're bombarded with negativity. And the people who claim to represent you seem to always side against you. Well, you can do something different. And it's already begun. The Kevin Jackson Network showcases the real America. We blend pop culture and entertainment to bring you the good news about America. And that good news is you. Visit our website, read our articles, watch our videos, continue listening to this show, and spread the message to others. Check out our merch. And if you're really inspired, make a financial gift. Help us continue to spread a message of inspiration and hope. You are important to us. You're important to the country. You're important to the world. So please visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com and make a difference.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show. Con Kevino Jacksones.
So I've been talking about Ron DeSantis, who, like I'll say this again, not a bad guy. He's not a bad guy. He's interesting to be around. He's very bright. And he's formidable. And I think he's in the perfect position to run Florida and in 2028 become 48, but not 47. DeSantis is what I literally titled this segment, he's the new Jeb Bush. Now, I'm not telling you that's actually a compliment. Jeb Bush as governor did a really good job in Florida. Now, I don't always agree with his politics because he's still got that rhino compassionate conservatism thing from his dad and his brother. That's what they think. And he's from a lineage of rhinos, which means they're part of the Uniparty. But Jeb Bush, if you look at his record in Florida, he held it firm for Florida. In fact, they're accused of helping his brother win Florida, remember, during the whole Chad thing with Al Gore and all that. But and DeSantis could run on the idea. I mean, easily could repeat with Florida, solidify that state, create the boilerplate for how things, you know, how politics, Republican politics work across the state. And we go to Georgia, we go to Philadelphia, to Pennsylvania, we go to Ohio, and we just rinse and repeat, and we franchise that model. And he could become the Pied Piper of that. And there's nothing wrong with that as your place in history. And what did he do? He screwed up. I've said this many times, I'll say it again. Anybody running for president right now against Donald Trump is officially part of the Democratic apparatus, a.k.a. Rhino, and an establishment person who has one goal. They can talk to me all they want. Tim Scott is a nice guy, but you know what he's not nice about? He's allowed the Democrat to poison him, and the money that he's being given to run for a office that he cannot hold. He cannot win this presidency. Neither can Nikki Haley, neither can Pence, neither can Asa Hutchinson or any of the other candidates. They're just there to make it look like everybody wants to go against Trump. I already know. I'm telling you what you already know, because we've talked about it on this very program. But let's go back to DeSantis. So the Jeb Bush equivalent. Already said, there's some good with that. These governor of Florida, good record in Florida, especially in some absolutely trying times. A lot less for that with Jeb Bush. But DeSantis initially bragged about his fundraising. They had raised a bunch of money. Remember, Jeb Bush raised $100 million before he even declared. I mean, he had filed all his paperwork. He had $100 million in the bank, and people were like, how can we compete against Jeb Bush when he's already got $100 million raising? It was a big talk of the town. And DeSantis went out, and let me tell you what they did. They orchestrated it across the country. They got all these big money anti-Trumpers. I watched them organize in Arizona. They got all this money together. Then when DeSantis declared, all these super PACs got money.
DeSantis has raised $50 million in his barely out of the gate.
Yeah, and you know what else he did barely out of the gate? He laid off staff while he was bragging about fundraising. Now, I haven't heard much about his fundraising in a while. Anybody want to look? I don't think it's very good. Many establishment Republicans right here in the state that I live in were chomping at the bit. They gave DeSantis a ton of money. And I got a call from one of them the other day going, hey, listen, can you help us fundraise for DeSantis? You know, and it was like a hat in hand almost. I heard they're holding back fundraisers, taking a wait and see attitude. I think the big money Republicans convinced DeSantis that the money would flow. You just get in. It'll be flow. I mean, it'll flow like the river, like the I don't know, the Ganges or the Amazon. Pick your river. Is there a Ganges River? The Yangtze? Is there a Yangtze River? The river in China, that big river that flows to China. They discounted the power of, you ready? The people. The masses. The small donors. Those who feel unheard. Those are the ones that Trump speaks to. And what is DeSantis' message besides, I'm not Trump? And that's not a good message when Trump is clearly, and I'm going to say, look, we can argue this stuff, folks. I'm not here to debate, I don't like Donald Trump, whatever. Whatever you think about him, he is clearly the de facto Republican. And these guys are running against him. Now, what party would do that? Wouldn't DeSantis say, look, wouldn't it be better if I served as Trump's vice president? And that way you kind of get the best of both worlds. I'm not saying Trump would pick him, but he could be, I was going to say coerced because it could be coerced, but he could be made to pick a DeSantis. I don't know who Trump's going to pick, but I know he could be made to pick. You know, he could be cornered into saying, okay, these are the good candidates, and he's going to pick who he picks, and I don't always like who he picks. I didn't like Pence. And we saw the outcome of that. But wouldn't it be better if we worked with the guy who is the de facto leader as opposed to what is the Republican strategy? Tear him down. Work with the Democrats to indict him. That's what's happening in Georgia. In other places, here in Arizona, they were strategizing on how can we introduce our indictments. Where's that gone? Not very far. It's a huge mistake. The establishment minimizes Trump's appeal because it's their hatred of him that makes it so. That would destroy the Republican Party. At least they think it will. But the rebuilt version that I like to call the Republic I Can Party, that party has been remade. That party is ready to go. DeSantis tried to pivot to Biden after his fundraising fail, and he couldn't really get around Trump. And he's trying to go around Biden to say, I'm going to debate, and I don't know whether the debate happened or not, but I know at the time they were looking at it, debating Newsom was a go-around, a pivot around Joe Biden to say, look, I know you're out. I'm going to debate the real candidate. And that's what they were trying to do. Premature, wishful thinking on their part. How do you go around the big guy to face a guy who hasn't declared? And why debate Newsom? Mayor of San Francisco, a city that he ran into the dirt, governor of a state that would be bankrupt if it weren't for the federal government bailing him out multiple times on Gavin Newsom's watch. They just steal money to do it, and they did it with COVID funds, COVID theft. That's how they've done it. So why do this? Why debate him? So let me go back to DeSantis being Jeb Bush. What we watched is Jeb Bush, a bunch of money, polling at the top initially, and then a slow drop. So they had the Republican debate. We've talked about it. Trump wasn't there. So DeSantis is supposed to be the 800-pound gorilla, everybody going after him. You know who they're still talking about in this debate? Vivek Ramaswamy and Nikki Haley. Those are the two that got the most. Now, think about everybody in there. You got a front-running governor, a guy who everybody, I mean, as a governor, DeSantis is the gold standard. Trump can't even point to that. He's the gold standard. He goes in a debate, and he's like, bleh. He gets no bump. He gets no, I don't have the numbers here, but I'm going to make you a bet. If you Google right now DeSantis post-debate fundraising, I don't think you're going to get, oh, he got a lot. I did a post-debate kind of a summary myself, and then I did it with somebody else. And then another guy says he gave DeSantis like mediocre grade. It wasn't bad. He said DeSantis won in some areas. Prove it. Prove it to me that he's won. National polls have Trump at the same level. Trump didn't even debate. And in fact, I saw a headline. I don't know whether it's true, you know, it's true or not, but it was like Donald Trump, the debate didn't cost him anything. Now think about that. You skip a debate and it doesn't impact you one iota. Your numbers don't drop. Your visibility remains high. Who's talked more about Trump or DeSantis? Trump or all the other candidates combined? Look at their newsworthiness and see how much they're talked about compared to Donald Trump. Everything that the left has tried to do to hurt Donald Trump, getting all these people to run, getting all this attention, you know, on indictments and things like that, every single thing is backfired. Ask yourself why. Ask yourself what's going to happen if Joe Biden gets indicted or impeached or if Hunter goes down. What will happen to them? Here's a better question. Does it help Trump or DeSantis?
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.